Yo, it's effective immediately. I'm DJ Head.
What up, world? It's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
All right. We got a special guest in the studio. Don't want to butcher this name because she threatened to beat me up. Flaw J is here with us.
How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Man.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for pulling up.
For sure,
you know, you
for
got
sure.
to experience a little earthquake.
Yeah.
Just briefly, though. Briefly.
A little bit. The thought of it still scares me. But yeah.
Was that your first earthquake?
Yeah, my first one. It don't really count because I didn't feel it.
I want to feel it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really feel it. 5.5. That's pretty, like, that's not like.
It's regular. Not crazy, but it's there.
Right, right.
We here.
The earthquake don't never really be the spooky thing. It be the aftershock.
Yeah. Because have you ever experienced an earthquake
for No.
Real? Okay, all right.
Well, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, we not finna
spooky. I'm from Savannah, Georgia, but I live in Atlanta, Georgia. Ain't no earthquakes over there. That's one reason I don't want to move to Cali, because I watched the movie San Andreas. Never seen that.
That's the reason you don't want to come?
Yes.
What y'all be having out there?
Nothing.
Hurricanes.
Yeah. No, they got racism.
Yeah, they too. They too.
Racism.
Not as still slavery out there.
Oh, no, it's for sure plantations. When you drive through the country,
yeah.
It's be like some plantation.
But you know what's the craziest thing to me? The neighborhoods in Atlanta, it'll be like, the name is like Plantation Creek or something like that. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, come on, bro. Like, yeah.
Stay off that street.
Them be the names.
I know. I saw one. I don't want to say the name on it, but it was a big ass plantation. And I literally saw, they had like one of them rooftop porches, a deck where you could see Massa was looking off, watching his shit. Like,
hey, you know, I got a school in Louisiana, so all of that is still there. Looking at him like, oh, I'm like, this.
Hey, well, you know what? Thank you for coming, by the way.
Yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying? And I want to get to the project and all that stuff, but we got to go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because America's Got Talent was one of those ones.
Season 13.
Yeah, facts.
And they brought you back for the All-Stars.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What was that whole experience like?
Well, first of all, being on there in the first place was crazy. That was right after I had got the rap game with Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I had lost the rap game. And I was sick. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do next. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I lost the TV show. So I was so mad that I lost. Like, I just locked myself in the room and just was writing.
Was it angry writing or was it sad writing?
Sad writing. A little bit of both,
like,
though.
Like, was it confessions or was it, like, not like us?
No, it was like, not like us / confessions.
More confessions?
It's crazy you said confessions, yeah, because I was, like, mad at JD. I'm like, you ain't pick me, bro. Like, you ain't going to pick me, JD?
Yeah.
But, that's funny, but... And so after that, I kind of just locked myself in a room. And then America's Got Talent called. And I was like, dang, like, I'm so glad I kept writing. And you know what I'm saying? Even though it was mad, it helped me be ready for that. So it was crazy. And then, you know, I got the Golden Buzzer on there. Simon Cowell came back there and was like, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be a superstar. And that kind of helped my confidence, like, 1,000%. Like, it's different when your mama telling you every day that you're a superstar.
Simon Cowell.
You feel me? The man ain't never give nobody compliments. So when he said that, it was crazy. And then they bought me back because, you know, my episode was like one of the highest viewed.
Uh-huh.
Crazy thing is about that, I almost didn't make it to the All-Star because I had practice. And my coach, like, Coach Moki, she don't care about none of that. But it just so happened that we didn't have practice again. And I flew there and I flew back and got it done. And I couldn't, like, compete no more in the show because I had games and stuff. But I was able to get that performance done.
Were you discouraged at all when you didn't make it the first time?
When I didn't make it, what? On the...
Between Jermaine Dupri and then going on to America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah. I was hurt. Like, I was crying. Like, me and my mom was crying. Like, because that's something that I wanted real bad, but it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I look back, it's like, that wasn't for me.
Have y'all had any, like, conversations or anything since? You and Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah, I actually went and played him my EP before I dropped it.
Oh.
We been playing the whole thing.
Like, yeah, eat this. Dude.
Yeah. That literally, you know what I'm saying? That was,
I got Lil Wayne. And
you know what I'm
all
saying?
All these people fucking with me.
Yeah, that was really what it was. You know, I love JD, but that was one
me
of them.
Me too. JD's
you know, that's
my
one
goat.
Of them full circle moments where it's like, you know what I'm saying, this situation ain't work out, but then it ended up working out how I was supposed to, and he was like, wow, like.
What was his thoughts on the project?
Bro, he loved it. Like, he loved it. He was like, bro, you really rapping, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, damn, I didn't know. Like, he said, I knew, but I didn't know. Like, and he was really proud of me. And I was just giving him his flowers, telling him, like, thank you. Like, because I am who I am because of being in the Rap Game house and learning from Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't take that lightly. A lot of people from the show, they try to downplay what he did for their careers. But I like to say, you know, I appreciate you because he gave me a lot of the tools that I needed.
Who won the season that you were on?
Nova won it.
Okay.
And he was dope. He deserved to win. That was his for the taking. He deserved it. Him and DeTronado, either one, should have won that. But, you know, it just go to show, like, persistence and things like that.
Exactly.
Is there any advice that you would give to people who are signing up for these shows, whether it's, like, Rap Game or America's Got Talent, Idol, stuff like that?
I would say those shows aren't for everybody, but you don't want to get stuck in that. I wouldn't use that route if it was me as an artist. Like, I wouldn't use the TV route. Because once they put you on TV, they only look at you as a certain way. Mm. Right? You know what I'm saying?
What you mean on a certain way, though?
Like, for me, I felt like it's a good platform, but I feel like you kind of just get looked at more so as, like, an entertainer instead of people really, your raps, like, you know what I'm saying? And
you want the respect.
Yeah, like, I want the respect. Like, I want you to be like, nah, she could spit. Yeah, like, her music, fire. Like, I don't really care about all the other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also realized that TV helped you build your fan base because it made people fall in love with you as a person. And now that I'm learning that, it's like, so social media basically TV now.
I don't feel like you have that stigma. I knew you as an artist before I knew of you playing ball. Mm. So I just saw, like, all you know, you rapping and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's different for everybody, though. Because some people be like, oh, I know you hoop. Like, you cold. And I be like, bro, I make music. Like, you know what I'm saying? I dropped a song with Lil Wayne. They're like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's different for everybody else. Uh-huh. But it's like people putting the pieces together. They're like, oh, you was on this. And then it kind of just come together.
You had rapped over Lauryn Hill's Ready or Not
during
that performance. Mm-hmm. And it, like, I got chill bumps watching it. How did you go about preparing even for that moment? And why did you pick that beat?
Oh, man. I had already did the remix to Ready or Not, and it went viral. Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, I was like, even on a show like that, like, it's mostly white people watch that show. Let's just keep it how it is. And so that demographic, you know what I'm saying? They, like, I as an artist, you know what song is going to touch people, right? Yeah. And I know that when you rap it to a wider demographic, you got to go in there and talk about something that's real. Because even if I'm talking about the struggle of being from the ghetto or my daddy getting killed or something, somebody, no matter they live in the suburbs, I live in the, you could somewhat relate to that. Like, somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody loses parents.
Yeah, everybody could relate to something that I'm saying. So I just felt like that was the song that people already kind of knew. You know what I'm saying? The sample is iconic. The instrumental is iconic. And I had already got the green light from, like, Wyclef and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So
that's fire.
Yeah, so it was a perfect situation.
That's fire.
Yeah.
And it's also brave, too, because a lot of people won't touch that type of those records. They don't be.
Oh, nah, for sure. That's real talk.
Because you'd probably be sitting there reading your verse over and over and over, like, I got to do it right.
Nah, but I knew when
if not, you was going to get dragged.
You stole the show. Even the way you, like, walked over and stood on the table. Yeah. Like, it was just so gangster.
Yeah, like, I know my music could just have that effect on you. Like, that's why I make music, because it give you that feeling. A lot of people, music, don't feel nothing in music no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's boring. But I knew I already murked it, because it had went viral. Like, it got 50 million views on Facebook and shit. Like, it went crazy, so I knew that's the one. And they was like, I don't know if this song's going to get clear. Like, it never gets clear. Like, I've been doing this for 20 years. I said, bro, that song's going to get clear. Like, and it actually got clear. And I didn't even meet Wyclef at that time. Or the Lauryn Hill camp, but they mess with me.
Ooh. You spoke about it a couple times, even in the rap, like your dad, losing your dad.
Yeah.
When did you get the strength to even tackle that as a subject? Like, how long did it take you to get to that point?
Let me tell you, it really got, I always been, you know, using my dad's name, because that's all I had, right? And in the South, my dad's name got pulled. So when my mama saying, like, this Flage, Camouflage daughter, like, that's like, oh, Camouflage daughter, like, you know what I'm saying? So we was using that. But I never, and when I was younger, I was like, I don't want to use that. I want to use my own name. Now I'm like, nah, that's my story. Like, I'm using that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy. It was like I was trying so much to build my own legacy and try to stay out my dad's shadow when, like, as I got older, it's like, damn, like, that's our connection.
That's your story.
Like, that's my story. Like, that's how I connect with my dad. That's my embodiment. So, you know, now, growing up, it's harder to talk about it now, because I really now feel all the emotions of, like, not having my father in my life. But when I was younger, it was still something I was understanding. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing that I felt wholeheartedly yet, because it was like, when I was younger, I was like, damn, how I'm going to miss somebody that I never met.
You never met, yeah. Because your mom was pregnant with you when he got murdered.
My mom was 3 months pregnant. My dad got killed in May. I was born in November. So I never got to meet him. So I was battling so much stuff mentally when I was younger that it didn't really faze me. Now more so, when I say it, I mean it. Like, you know, like, when I say, like, this is for real. Like, I take it real serious. And so when I speak on it, it's all truth. It's all facts.
Do your supporters ever contact you, like saying that you might have helped them get through any similar
all
situations
the time.
Like that?
All the time, bro. That's when I know I made it.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like, all those streams, you get lost in the numbers and stuff, like, but that don't really matter. When you really affecting people through your words and your music and your story, bro, that's different. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, that's like a real gift to have. A lot of people can't touch people. Like, yeah, you could drop a song and it could bop, but, like, for people to be like, you helped save my life with your words, like, that mean
mm-hmm.
that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when you got that type of power, bro, you got to protect it.
Mm-hmm. I want to get into the music, too, but I want to also, let's not neglect the fact that you're an athlete.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And also, you performed at the ESPYs, which was dope, too, because I thought, so Perfect Time, I think Perfect Timing.
Mm.
Perfect Timing. That's my favorite song.
Yeah, thank you.
It's not even like the bop and like all that. To me, it was just depth.
Yeah.
And when I see you perform, it's like you were saying, like, this is some real shit.
Yeah.
And so when I saw you performing at the ESPYs,
yeah.
And I was like, then when you started off, I'm like, why she pick this song? And then as you rapping it, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm thinking, like, as a DJ, I'm like, why did she pick this? And then you like, no, like, and then even the way you saying shit.
Yeah. No, I plan that shit out to the T, from it being, like, with a band to no background vocals. Like, I really wanted people to know, like, no, I'm serious. Like,
dead
you
ass.
Know what I'm saying? Like, in the purest form, I'm going to kill it. Without no ad-libs, without no auto-tune, I want y'all to hear what I'm saying. I picked that legendary Fly. They told me, they was like, Fly, you going to perform the ESPYs. First of all, I'm like, you lying. Then I'm like, how much time y'all giving me? Like, I'm like, at first I think they just going to give me like a little in-between commercial. They like, no, we're going to give you 60 seconds. I say, that's all I need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, that's all I need. That's a long time. So I'm coming up my show this, and I'm like, I just want to perform stuff that's on my album. Like, you know what I'm saying? So my intro, I'm just use legendary flow because it's like, I'm on these legendary shows, performing on these legendary flows. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're going to feel that. And then I did Pop It. You know, I had a little bop to it. But I knew I wanted to perform Came Out of Beast because I knew Lil Wayne was going to be there. And I was
did you know he was going to be sitting right there?
The day before a rehearsal.
Okay.
And I see it, like, they got the people seats where they face going to be on the seat. So I'm like, I need y'all to put Lil Wayne really in the front. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, like, yeah, because I'm really getting
you're
irritated.
The show and shit?
I
know Lil Wayne right here.
I was getting irritated because at first I was told him, like, I want a DJ. I want backup dancers. Like, I want everything. I want my job. And they like, no, Fly, it's not in the budget. We just wanted you to come showcase your talent. I'm like, nah, bro. So I was really mad. So then when they told me Lil Wayne was going to be there, I was like, okay, this is something I could use. Actually, one of the drummers in the band, told me to do something, like, Lil Wayne gonna be there, you need to go perform to him. And I'm like, boom, like, something just sparked. I'm like, Came Out of Beast, Lil Wayne gonna be there, I'm gonna murk it, the press gonna be crazy for it, and it did what I thought it was gonna do, for sure.
How did you feel when you seen him rapping your lyrics, though? Like, bruh, that's Lil Wayne.
When he sent
that's one of her goats, bruh, by the way.
As it should be. Yeah. When he sent the track back, so first of all, he just said my name, and I didn't even get through the rest of the thing. I'm screaming, running up the house. Like, I'm like, Mom, we finna be rich. Like, Lil Wayne. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it was crazy, bro. But it was crazy because, like, a lot of rappers don't stand on their word.
Right.
They'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get with you, Lil, shake your hand, like, I'm out. Like, and that mm-hmm. happened to me so many times. So when he sent it, I barely wanted to listen to it because I ain't never wanted to get old. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy.
How did the whole song even come about?
Well, he was on, after we won the championship, this was like 2022, won the championship, he went on ESPN.
Congrats.
Thank you. Sue Bird was like, when you gonna do a song with Fly J? Like, what's up? So Sue Bird, shout out Sue, she threw me the alley. And he said it on ESPN, so he really could never renege. Because then after he said it, I posted it. Me and Lil Wayne got a song coming out soon, y'all. Not even knowing. Then he ended up hitting me. I sent him the verse. You know what I'm saying? I sent him my verse and left him an open to destroy. And he destroyed it, bro. And it was history since then. It took a little time. You know, I had to expedite the process, but it was good.
Was he already on your bucket list of artists that you want to work with?
Yeah, but it's one of them things, like, you're on my bucket list, but, like, yeah, I'm probably, like, when I get established, and, you know what I'm saying, I get drop an album, it go up, it go platinum or something like that, then I get, but on my first EP, I could never thought of that.
That's insane. That's
crazy.
That's
insane.
Just to be co-signed by so many greats, though, Lil Wayne, Wyclef, JD.
Yeah.
Who else that we haven't talked about yet?
That's it.
Well, somebody that surprised you that tapped in with your music.
Surprised me. Teddy Riley.
Teddy Riley.
Teddy Riley.
Yeah. He DM'd me like, you know, you cold, like, you amazing what you doing. That I was like, bro, like, hold up, like this the Ted, like this that guy, like yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was when I knew, like, okay, like this serious, like you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was crazy. He DM'd me out of nowhere.
Are you a celebrity around campus?
I don't know.
Don't do that.
For real, I ain't
hold on. Don't do that.
I'm for real, bro. I haven't.
I don't know.
I ain't been back to campus yet. Like, you know, but I don't like that. Like, I like to go to class with my bonnet on and my hoodie on. So I don't. Really, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm real regular. Like, you know what I'm saying? So they don't really treat me too crazy. Like, I take pictures on campus with people, but most of my classes not on, like they online. And then the one that I do got, it just be real chill. So. Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had a fan, not a fan, but have you ever had an experience on campus where. People, yeah. It was like a lot. It was kind of a lot.
Yeah, it was just like
not in class. Well, maybe in class. But.
No. It just like when it got to a point where people started knowing. I used to stay in the dorms, and people started like knowing like I was in the dorms, and it just got kind of weird and kind of scary, a little sketchy. And then like fans, like super fans, they at least like start following me and stuff like that. And I was like, it was all out of good. It wasn't out of no bad nature, yeah. But it was like at the same time, like this is like a security. So, but I like. I ain't been to campus ever since things done went crazy, so we gonna see. But
oh no, we gonna see.
Yeah, we gonna see. We gonna see.
Graduation
sure.
Gonna be cracking.
Graduation, right. Gonna be cracking
for sure.
Speaking of campus, congrats on the championship, by the way.
Thank you.
I was going on a sports rabbit hole, right?
Yeah.
And first of all, you play a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, cardio because. First of all, what's your regimen? I'm fat.
Yeah.
But, like, your regimen.
She agreed with you.
Yeah.
Honey, do
all
I look fat in this?
Yeah, you do. You can eat, nigga.
No.
But I'm just saying, like, as far as your regimen, being able to play that long, because a lot of artists, especially rappers, they do hella cardio in order to have stage stamina.
Yeah.
And shout out to Missy, too. Missy Elliott been going crazy on tour.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Missy. Missing a beat. I love Missy.
But, I don't want to get distracted, but the way your regimen is there a certain thing that you do to keep up that energy, keep your energy up, cardio?
I've always just been in great shape. I'm skinny. I'm thick and bone. So I've always just been running, you know what I'm saying? But, like, what helped me last season, I think, I started juicing and drinking, like, green juice, right? I started doing, like, pineapple, kale, spinach, green apple, ginger. And I started drinking like 3 cups a day. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I think that really helped me recover quicker, help my bones and my body. Because you haven't played a long season, and I don't barely get out the game. So, you know,
I had to averaging 30 minutes a game, which is.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, that's 3 quarters. So,
facts.
So, you know, I just had to learn to really take care of my body more. That's like, if you're an athlete, you just an athlete. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Things like that come, but I had to learn the after effects of, like, okay, I run miles every day. So I'm like, yeah, you're going to run these miles every day, but you still got to replenish.
Miles is in plural?
Yeah. At least like 2.
Oh, okay. That's a couple.
I at least run 2, and then like on a good day, I probably run 4.
Okay.
On a good day.
When last time you ran 4 miles?
I don't even remember the last time I ran.
Bro, like once you start, you can't stop.
No, I stop because I need to breathe.
No.
But what the fuck you talking about?
Once you start like running, like, and I try to get my mama and everybody on it, like, you know what I'm saying? Because like. It's
what do you eat on a
day-to-day
basis?
Chipotle. Well, I'm on Cava now. I'm a Cava girl now. I like a lot of rice, beans, meat. Like, I like stuff.
You ever warmed up a Chipotle bowl in the microwave?
Bro, why is this a conversation? Yes.
I just seen it on Twitter. I just seen Lotto tweet it.
Yeah, why is this a conversation? Yes, of course.
Warming up a bowl is crazy.
I know, but, like, if I got a little bit left in that bowl, I'm about to go up. I don't care. I'll put something in my bowl.
You got to eat it cold.
I know why I don't put salt
cold.
In my cup.
You can't warm it up.
I eat it both tripping. Ways. I ain't gonna cap. It depends on how hungry I'm. I don't know what the feel is. That's a bro.
I don't want my cheese melted. Then it's a salsa.
First of all, she's a college
cream.
Student.
Okay. Yeah.
Shit go down in college.
Fact, like, depending on how much you spend on that bowl. Depending on how much you spend on that bowl, that thing can heat up. And I like triple steak, so that's a $30 bowl.
Triple steak.
Yeah, that's a $30 bowl.
You mean $30 Chipotle bowls?
Every day, too. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be mad.
You might as well be hit bowling.
No, for real.
Right.
No, for
$30
real.
Chipotle bowls is wow.
I know.
Right, that's crazy work.
It's not even funny for
me. Like, I want the extra fungus. You know what I'm saying? Chipotle has the fungus in there.
No, my MX be feeling
Speaking of which, I know you happy about it, but do you have any thoughts about college athletes now being able to get paid?
Oh, yeah.
Because this has not been a thing. In my generation, wasn't a thing. It was frowned upon. People were getting expelled, all kind of shit.
Yeah, no, it's been a long time coming. If y'all knew how much work we do, y'all be like, oh, yeah, get them kids, they just do. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we do a lot. Of course we get free education, but, like, if a school is making billions of dollars.
Billions, with a B.
Yeah.
With a B, not an M.
Facts.
Billions of dollars, the people who are making these schools this money should definitely be compensated. They're not going to watch the mascots walk on the field. No, they're coming to watch athletes. They're spending money because they love athletes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And the college sports is one of the highest grossing it.
Exactly.
And it's like, I didn't know that before all of the, like, I was advocating for college athletes to get paid.
Yeah.
One of my cousins played, but it wasn't as big of a hot topic as it is in the recent years because it was just like the white people would just be like, no.
Yeah. They're just like, what you gonna do? And it's crazy to see the shift. Like, now kids getting like millions of dollars just to go transfer to another school. So I love it. I love everybody get their bag. I tell them, bro, these 4 years ain't gonna last long. You gonna kill yourself and slave like a dog for these programs, you better make sure you use every resource possible. That's why with my music and all of this, if I want to do something, figure it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't take no for an answer because they got it.
How do you think it's going to affect recruitment, though?
It's going to affect recruitment a lot, but that's got to be on the parents to kind of see the bigger vision. Like, sometimes right now money ain't all good, you know, and if the parents understand that, they'll be okay. But you could, I definitely in the future see, you know, kids getting in bad situations because they're just not educated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's why it's important for college students like me and other people to utilize and share that information that we know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I always talk to kids in high school about NIL and about building their brand, but also being smart about the money and stuff like that.
I've been seeing a lot of people also doing the HBCU route too, which is becoming more popular, especially with everything going on.
Right.
So that's also an option.
I definitely would. For my situation, HBCU wouldn't have made sense, but, you know, I do believe that it's just athletes going to HBCUs and shedding that light there is important. But, you know, everybody always be coming for, especially, they become like, you always promote LSU, but you not promote HBCUs. But, like, you know, like, that's something that I would love to do and be a part of, and it's something that I need to be more involved in for sure. But it's like, the resources that I need in order to play at the high level, highest level, HBCUs, they don't. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't have that. So. I 100% get it.
But I do believe that there needs to be.
I don't believe in that narrative that just because it's a HBCU, you supposed to go
there.
Because
you're black. That's a crazy narrative to me. You know what I'm saying?
Because
if you're the top athlete, you want to be at the top facilities. You want to be at the top chance to go to the draft and get paid. Like,
facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it got to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A little bit more support there.
So I worked at Staples Center for a long time. And I've worked Sparks Games. Crypto. I work Sparks games, I work Laker games and Clipper games. It's a huge difference. Now, this was probably like 2014, 2015 when I worked there.
Yeah.
So I know now, though, there's a lot of hype around the WNBA.
Thanks.
And we've known, it's been a conversation for years about the pay gap between the NBA and the WNBA.
Yeah.
But with all this hype, do you see that pay gap closing for contracts with the WNBA and NBA?
It ain't gonna close that much. Like, I don't think, like, not in 50 years, we'll see some type of, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, in the next 50 years, when girls getting drafted, they can pay much more than we ever gonna get paid. But I think that it's gonna be like, you know, at the same time, it's a business and it's an investment. And it's a new, you get eyes on a new league. You got to think the NBA, how long the NBA been? Like,
forever.
Since Bill Russell and them was playing, like, you know, when they didn't even have TV. So it's going to take time, you know what I'm saying, for the league to really become legitimate and have. But I don't think that it's far off. I think that it can happen. But to think that the WNBA just going to have one hot season and then boom, everybody get paid millions of dollars, ain't going to work like that.
Well, no, it's about attendance. It's about
it's
sales,
about attendance,
jerseys,
sales, media rights.
Everything, yeah.
And they just signed a new deal for about $2.2 billion. You know what I'm saying? For the league, so that's gonna help, but it's gonna take time. That's all.
I did like the incorporation of WNBA in 2K.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And also, I meant to say this earlier. 4 is my favorite number.
Oh, nice.
Every 2K character I ever created is number 4.
Best number.
So I need that those residuals for that. but we worst being about the WNBA. Do you have thoughts on the lowering the rim conversation? Is that something that?
Bro, what? No, that's stupid. I don't think that's a real thing.
I think it's a real thing. I got. I'm gonna be honest with you. I got killed for saying that I think it would probably be a good idea. And I didn't realize it was that big of a deal that I shouldn't have said that. But I thought it was a good idea.
They gonna kill you on Instagram. Yeah, it's just like it's. I don't know. It's just standard. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't know why you say it's a good idea.
Because I think it would. So there's this meme. Where the conversation came, there's a meme of, I think it was Caitlin Clark doing a layup,
uh-huh.
And it was like Caitlin Clark. Dunks on so and so, and it was funny as hell.
Yeah,
right? And so people were like making fun of it and shit like that.
Yeah,
and that's always like the jokes on the women athletics is like, oh, she dunks, but it'd be a layup or something.
Right.
So I'm like, man, I want to see her. I want to see these women like really give it to these people who be talking shit.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where my thought was coming from.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't. It's just I think that just be the trolls. The trolls on Instagram be funny. That's like the most funnest thing about women's basketball growing. You can still see it's like men that be hating,
yeah.
But like it's like you just know I be trying to tell people like these WNBA players, like these real professionals, like if some average person went out there, like you would get
watched.
Obliterated.
Watched.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't want no smoke with you.
See? I know I get smoked. I used to, like I said, when I worked at the arena, you know how serious it is. How they'll pull fans out to, you will win $10,000 if you hit that basket. And I used to be watching, like, there was no way that I would be able to make that basket.
Nah, bro, it's serious.
Have you thought about who you wanted to play for professionally?
I definitely want to go in a city where I could be marketed well, like a New York, LA. I would love to stay home in Atlanta, but you know, any place where they really go, I'm gonna be able to have like a big market. Like, I feel like that's what mm-hmm. my career and my journey and where I'm at, like, you know what I'm saying, entails. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I need. So it's not really more so about the
team. Well, you can still do music.
Yeah, right. It's more so about the fit. It's gonna be fit for me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, as far as a team, or are you talking about the city?
City, team, all of that. Like, but most importantly, team. Like,
you want to go?
I can
win.
Do my music anywhere, but
yeah.
Somewhere where I can go make an impact. I ain't trying to come just.
Well, we love you out here, so.
I love
come,
it out here.
Come to LA. Come get these earthquakes.
Well, you know, hold on though. You know, Shaq went to LSU.
Yeah.
He ended up in purple and gold.
I know, right? You never know, bro.
I'm just saying.
Never know.
I'm just throwing that out there. Universe, do your thing.
How do you juggle school, basketball, and being a rapper?
Man, it's hard.
Are your grades good?
Yes. I ain't gonna sit here and act like I'm a valedictorian.
Where you at?
My grade's good. My grade's good. I
2 point what?
2 point.
I don't think it's 2 point, but I don't even know my GPA for real. I gotta go check. but what I really take is like my business class is like serious. Like, I really love business. I'm uh-huh. studying. I'm getting my minor in entrepreneurship. And so I like to take classes that I'm excited about. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my God, I took accounting. I was excited to take accounting. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I did pretty good. But if you put me like in a science class, I'm gonna be looking at a teacher like this, like, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like in college, like, I want to take courses where I'm gonna take in life.
Mm-hmm. Did you take statistics?
I took statistics. Statistics was cool.
Cool, like what?
Like, really cool. I think I got a B in statistics.
That shit whooped your ass up.
Whooped my ass.
But like, we got tutors and we got people that really help us. So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? I use all my resources.
Statistics fucked me up, boy.
Yeah, statistics ain't. Oof.
Do your professors ever give you special treatment?
Yes.
I thank you for admitting that. People act like that's like not
I'm
a thing.
I'm an athlete. It's true. I could hit my teacher and be like, Miss Professor, please, I had practice and, you know, I didn't have time. I mean, because it's real. Like, we don't have the same schedule as regular students.
Right.
If you're a regular student, bro, you better get up, go to class, and then handle your business. But, right. Like, we got so many other factors. Like, I might have weights. I might got a travel day. I might got this, so I got to hit my professor. And they usually flexible. Some professors, don't get me wrong, they
don't give a
they don't care. But like, if you
and you out here doing rap, you rap doing the rap shit.
Yeah, yeah, I know. One of my songs, I was like, I told my professor I need an extension. He's like, I see your rap. You ain't just getting no extensions just because you a rapper. I was like, but nah, they usually be cool with athletes.
Is that the reason for Best of Both Worlds?
Yeah,
Okay.
I wanted a title that was just like you know what I'm saying? Like when have one of those moments. Mm-hmm. And so when you hear the title, you kind of think like, you know, music, basketball, if you know my story, it kind of just wrap everything up.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy Legendary Flows, but like I said, Perfect Timing was my shit.
That's like everybody's favorite song.
Really?
Yeah, everybody's like, I love the whole album. It's like, I even love the song Wayne, but Perfect Timing, that's the one.
What do you think it is about that song?
I think it's the melody of the hook, like, I think it's that. And then I think that it's just the realness of the verses. Like, what I was saying, and you could tell that I really meant everything that I was saying. And it's just something that everybody can relate to. Everybody can relate to being more disciplined. Everybody can relate to being more consistent. Everybody can relate to chasing their dreams. And that's what I do on a daily basis. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I think that song just really motivate people. I was just talking to my Uncle G. I was like, bro, I make songs for people who going to do something in life.
Yeah.
That's I make music for people who got go-getters. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Of the athlete rappers, is there anybody you want to do a song with?
Of the athlete rappers?
Nah, because I don't even want to be in that conversation where it's like.
No?
Nah.
Oh, I done put it together a whole cipher that I want to see.
Oh, Lord. That wouldn't even be fair, honestly. That's not even fair. That's not fair.
Because it's some talent in Damian Lillard, Iman.
That's not fair, guys.
No, why?
But I do this for a living. Like, this is how I pay my bills. Like,
she talking about, like, she, like, really rapping it, like,
okay,
eat.
I get what you
like, mean. Like, I'm doing, like, this ain't no, I got a $100 million NBA contract if I don't rap. Yeah, no, yeah. Like, this is my $100 million contract. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I get what you mean.
It ain't, $100 million ain't come yet, but it will. Like, that's why I don't even like to put myself in that conversation. Everybody say, so who you think is the best basketball rapper? I say me. Like, because.
You are, though.
Nobody taking it as serious as I am.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to win a Grammy and win a national championship. Like, mm-hmm. Nobody, like, I want to have a platinum record. I want to be getting drafted. Like, I want to be playing in a WNBA game in the daytime, performing at that same arena at night. Like, mm-hmm. That's my goal. Like, that's how big I want to take it. So when you see my vision there, you can't compare me to a Dame. You can't compare me to a Shaq. You just can't. Because that's what they did. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to take it somewhere, do something iconic, mm-hmm. You know?
I feel that.
Did you have that dream, like, as a child? Did you know that you would be here today?
No.
What was the goal as a kid?
Just
what was
to make
dream job?
I knew I was gonna be here. I ain't knew I was gonna be here in this way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? My dream was just to make music and continue my father's legacy. That's mm-hmm. all I wanted to do. When I was younger, all I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I never even thought about basketball until high school, for real. Like, I was always playing it, but I was at LA Fitness with the guys every day just hooping. Mm-hmm. I ain't start training until like my 10th grade year. So I was late playing catch up, like, and then I realized, like, I could be the best in this basketball stuff. And then I went to become an McDonald's All-American and stuff like that, and I just worked my behind off. But I never knew it was going to happen like this, but I always knew I was going to be something special because I had a passion behind it.
Have you ever worked a regular job?
I DoorDash one time. And it was crazy because it was at a time where I was kind of known, right? And I didn't even tell my mom this, but I had used her card. I signed up and everything because after the rap game, like, you know, you on the kid shows and everything. Like, you be doing little shows, little kid shows, but then once you not hot no more, you ain't hot no more. Like, that happened in real life. So, of course, it would happen to me as a kid artist. And I just kept asking my mom for money. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's still working. I'm sick of asking her for money. So, I'm door dashing. I literally got, like, a ski mask on, hat on, so nobody know who I am. Because people still used to know who I was. Like, oh, you Fly J from the rap game. So, I was like, bro, these folk cannot see me delivering crumble cookie. And so, yeah, and those was my hot spots. I used to go to, like, Crumble all the time. And I used to be, like, just delivering food. That's crazy. I never talked about that before.
What was your picture?
My mama's face.
You use your mom's face?
Yeah. But I was a dasher. This is how you know I ain't lying. I still got an app on my phone.
Oh, real nigga.
You got the
DoorDash app.
Dasher,
the Dasher app for the employees.
I was a dasher, yep.
So
they got my mama name on it.
You said you only did it one time, or you just mean like
I did
one
it?
Period?
No, I had did it. No, I did a lot. I did it for like 2 weeks. Cause what happened was I didn't have a car yet, and so I was trying to pay my way to go to get like to go to training.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And so I was like, bro, I got to get my money out real quick. Sick of asking my mama for money, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? My mom got kids. She, you know what I'm saying? I was like, bro, no. And I didn't want to go do nothing bad or illegal. So I was like, bro, this is the best way I know how to make some money. That's how I say, right? If you broke, bro, it's your fault. Because if I had to figure it out in high school, go get a phone. I had got me a little cheap rental car. I was good. Like,
Dude, you know what you was making?
Man.
You felt mad about it.
This is why I tip now, because I know the struggle. Like, when folks used to tip good, I used to be getting like, probably like $15 on like a good ride. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, on one order.
On one order. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking about 15 times 10 rides. Oh, I'm going to be straight. I can pay for training. Like, it's over with. And that's how I really did it. Like,
why you only do it for 2 weeks? People start recognizing you too
much? No, it just got old. I was like, I can't do no job.
How you going to talk all that high power hustler shit and they be like, yeah, I can't do this?
Yeah, because I got to figure something out. I was like, this ain't going to work. But then money started just coming in. So
did you get any complaints?
Oh, baby, no, I was an excellent driver, and I made sure I got there fast, food was good. Like, what?
You ever eat somebody fries?
No, bro, that's trifling.
I know you tempted, though, a little bit.
No, bro, that's trifling. Fries. One thing I don't play about is my food, so I'm definitely not playing with anybody else's food, bro. But everything I try to do it 100%. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't never kept a drink?
Never.
Did you ever smell some food and be like, well, I got to go back and get this?
Crumble cookie. That's when I started my crumble cookie business. And for a minute when I was dashing, that's all people was ordering was crumble.
Yeah.
I dropped it off to the wrong house, though. I had to go all the way back. That was pretty much it.
Damn.
That's crazy.
You know what? That's so dope that
a lot of people got that story.
You, man.
Kinderman had that same story.
For real?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Facts. A lot of people don't, they think it's all, like in the public, they think it's all good.
Yeah.
And I don't know these types of stories. Yeah. That's why it's not even just for our show, but like in general, you should share these because these little girls and little boys, they need to know that.
Yeah, that's why I think that's why social media is so lame, because you looking at somebody highlight. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, I'm going to show you my dunk. I'm not going to show you my air ball. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, so, which dunk? I'm fucking with
you. Shut up, bro. of course, I'm going to show you my.
That was a bar, though.
Yeah. Like, of course, I'm going to show you my best thing. That's why I tell the kids, like, don't take that too serious.
But I think that's one of the benefits of even, like, being a fan of yours is that you're so transparent.
Yeah.
And you share your story and you letting people know this is what I'm dealing with.
Yeah. Cause,
you know, because a lot of people, they feel like, well, I'm one of those people for sure. You know, you look at what everybody else got going on and you like, dang,
you
I
think
should
you
be
way
doing
off
this
track.
Or I should. Yeah.
He ain't
then
even
you find
off track.
Out, like,
he ain't off track.
Sway was just telling us that he was broke before he got his first MTV deal.
Yep. Mm.
You never know that, you know, people have these struggles and they go through things like that. So.
And I think that just make you more real. Like, you know what I'm saying?
For
like,
real.
People know that. Like, and I ain't ashamed. Like, I really, my story is great. Mm-hmm. My mama tell her story. Like, I be telling my mama, I be having to tell her, like, mama, like, you got to tell your story, bro. You know how many moms you can inspire? Like, my mama been managing me since I was 7 years old. She still managed me, broke her all my NIL deals, negotiating with all these
really?
Big people. Yes, I don't have an agent. I have my mama.
Wow.
My mama do everything. So I want her to tell her story with no cut on it. Like, tell these people what you've been through, because that really make you a warrior for real, if they knew.
Ooh.
Hey, you know what?
Touching,
I fuck with you.
Impactful.
I got one more thing I want to ask you is, what's worse from your perspective? Is it rap critique or sports critique?
Sports critique.
It's worse than rap critique?
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't think I got to the point in rap where my music has been like, critique. Like, if somebody don't really like my song, they really be just trying to troll. Like, you feel me?
So
like,
you saying everybody got to like your shit?
No, I know it ain't going to be for everybody. But right. When I get comments like, this ain't for me, it's like, sometimes it just ain't for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't please everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why the grocery store got all type of departments. But, like.
She's barring shit
up. Barring shit up. Yeah.
But when you know, usually they be trolling. My shit hard. I ain't going to count. Like, I'm not hard. Like, you don't like my job. You kind of hating a little bit. It's something you can like enough. But nah, sports, because it's like, you know, like, it's measurable. You know what I'm saying?
Numbers.
You know what I'm saying? Numbers. You know what I'm saying? It's measurable. And music is more so opinionated. Everybody ain't going to like it. But like, if you done had a trash game, like,
everybody can see.
You feel
it's
me?
Right there.
Yeah, and that
it's on the board.
I had a problem with that last year, just like going on Twitter, like, man, let me see what people talking about my game. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You would search your name?
No, I would just go look on Twitter, like
your mentions.
They'll tap me in my mentions and all that. I have a bad game. They'd be like, oh, Fly J must be working on her mixtape. She ain't here today. I was like, oh my God, here that go. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's sports critique for sure. But now I'm more like, I don't really care. So we're gonna see this season. I'll let you know when we come back.
Do you let comments get to you?
Like, nah.
It'd be like 30,000 good comments and we one comment like.
Yeah, and it'd be like that. I respond sometimes now, though. I ain't going to count. Cause sometimes people just be loud and wrong and then having other loud and wrong followers. I be having to stop
you
it.
You got to check a motherfucker. Yeah.
Like, what's the clapback look like?
I'm nice and nasty with it. Like I
so you're
go,
passive aggressive.
Yes, and I'm dedicated because I go look at your profile, go down.
Yeah, I'm going down immediately.
What your kids look like and everything.
I
don't
do the same
don't play with me because I will put you out there. You know, like one dude, I gotta tell y'all, I was super petty. I had to delete the video though because my mom said delete it. But this dude was talking about trash. He was like, "Rap ain't for everybody." I went to his profile. I see he played basketball in the middle of nowhere. I was like, bruh, I want his stats. This man averaged 0.2 points per game.
You replied with the stats?
I made the whole video and everything. I had to take it down, though.
Oh, you had a whole clapback video?
What? I was in the airport. I had nothing but time on my hands that day. I went to the stats.
She was on CapCut.
What? On CapCut going crazy. I'm going to show y'all the video. I still got it. But nah, bro. That was one time that I was super petty. I tagged him. I said, bro, you want to go viral today? I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, yeah.
I don't let stuff go.
November?
November 3rd.
November Scorpios is petty.
Yeah, very much so. I take pride in that. Organized petty.
I want to stay on your good side.
Right, right.
Yes,
right.
Sure.
By the time this drop, I believe that you got the Lil Wayne video dropping, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know when that's going to drop, but bro, it's finished. It's done. Okay. It's a movie, though. Terrence Michael, he put that thing together. It looked like a movie, bro. It got, like, basketball scenes in it. It got Coach Mokey in it. Of course, Wayne and all of that. So it's going to be dope.
Do you find yourself, like, tripping out that this is your life?
Sometimes I can't really believe it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I've been having, like, fame or clout since I was little. Like, since I was on the rap game, I was 12. Like, so I've always
been popular.
Yeah, even when I was little, like, 7, because growing up in Savannah, I always got free stuff or people always showed me love just because who my dad was. So now it's kind of more of a shell shock that it's on such a big level. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's different because it's, like, I'm really impacting people.
Yeah.
Like, little kids, they come up to me, they be crying. I'm like, damn, like, this is different. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if I met LeBron James or if I met Kobe, like, I'd cry, like, for real. Like, because I done believed in them so much and looked up to them. So the fact that people have that type of investment in me, that's the most shocking part. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They really look up to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I know that you always working, but are we going to go another year before we get another project or...
Oh no, nah. I'm on a consistency trail right now. That's what I'm out here in LA doing right now, working on a deluxe for
you
Best of Both Worlds.
Back to back.
I'm keep dropping.
Yeah.
Young boy style. As much
well,
as
I know
you
about to go back to, you know, season.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
And I'll be straight locked in. I'll be telling them like, y'all got me for the summer because when I'm in basketball mode, you can't really get me. Like, they can't contact me. I don't answer my phone Monday through Friday because I'm always working. So on the weekends, I'll record. Woo. But my label kind of got it set up now to where, like, they just going to bring everything to me. Like, cameraman, my engineer, built the studio in my house, all of that. So now it's going to be more so just pushing it. But I did so much. I got so much music that it's just, it's ready to go.
Can you give us any exclusive, any features that ain't out yet?
Feature that ain't out yet. I literally just hit Black. And we got, like, this R&B joint that we're going to go crazy on. I literally just hit him the other day.
I was going to ask you about that because on, was it 4 a.m.? I think you was doing, like, is singing, is that, do you plan on doing, like, a project?
Yeah, I did a little R&B EP. It's
no,
called,
I'm talking about, like, do you plan on doing another one?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I did a little R&B EP. It's called For the Lovers. A lot of people love that. I mean, that was just, like, just something, just to test the waters. But my singing has got much better. My beat selection has gotten much better, and I don't really call it R&B. I call it like flaw and B. That's like my new thing for it because it's not like singing, like it's still rappy. So it's like
but
my
then it's own a play
kind
on your name.
Yeah, it's like my kind of genre. One of my fans came up
so
with
many
it, so
bars just out of this interview. Like,
yeah. Nah, sure.
Nah, well, look, I appreciate you. Got something else?
Have you worked with anybody out here? Any LA artists? Since you've been here?
Nah. I haven't worked with anybody for real. I'll be real selective on who I work with.
Uh-huh.
I feel
as
like music
should.
Is energy.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Music is energy. Words are powerful. And I only want to make music with people with like genuine, who love music. I ain't trying to work with no rappers who just like to rap for a check. That ain't what I'm interested in. Like, I like to meet the connoisseurs. Like, I'm really like a hip-hop head. Like, I know the history of hip-hop. Like, I could give you all the facts. Like, so If people don't really have that love for it and stuff like that, I don't really try to vibe with them.
Oh, you in for a rude awakening.
I know. That's why I don't do features. Yeah. That way I ain't got no features. Like,
these people ain't got no respect.
Not for the craft. Yeah. They love the Instagram. They like the followers. But I love the music. And that's why I think music is in such a terrible place right now because we got less of that. So I be trying to work with people who got that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for pulling up on this.
I'm so impressed. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really impressed. I didn't, like, not with your ability, but just you are who you are as a person. That's why I was looking forward to getting to know you.
Facts.
But I appreciate you for coming through.
Facts.
Well, we appreciate you for coming through.
What's that?
Oh, one more.
Uh-oh.
One more.
Just for the fun. If you had to pick one, all basketball or rap?
Oh, God.
If I had to pick one, basketball or rap, I'd be dodging this question so much. But then what I like to say, though, music for me is like something I could do when I'm 80 years old. You know what I'm saying? Music is something that's going to be, like, one day the ball going to stop bouncing. You know what I'm saying? I tell people that all the time. And even, like, injuries or anything happen. So music is something that is
you
definitely
can do that in
do
a wheelchair.
Yeah, like, I could do, I could get anything, knock on wood, anything can happen to me on a basketball court, and I can still rely on music, so... I don't know. I guess music going to be my longer term because I'll be able to do it for a long time. But I don't know. Basketball is so precious to me because I know I can't. I know one day I'm not going to be able to dribble. I know one day my legs is not going to let me to run the same way. So basketball more sacred to me because I know I'm running out of time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
That's a good answer, though. But you didn't dodge it.
Yeah.
Low key. Still ain't answering. Yeah.
She got an answer in her mind.
No, she picked music.
Yeah. Flaw J, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I look forward to having you back.
Facts.
When you drop that feature that you got in the tuck with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So, you see how she said yeah?
She said yeah.
Manifestation, aren't we? Yeah.
I was like,
for real? No, I'm with you. Whatever you're talking about, that's what I'm with.
Nah, thank you, though.
They a couple floors up.
Facts.
Down.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Flaw J, effective immediately. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Effective immediately.
Boom.